You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the past week, much of the talk around COVID-19 lockdowns and tracing has mentioned genomic sequencing. Genomic sequencing is the study of genomic material within an organism and is used to look at different strains and variants of COVID-19. Noah spoke to Dr. David Welch from the University of Auckland about what genomic sequencing actually involves and how it's developed over the past few decades. He started by asking how exactly it is used in contact tracing.
The really powerful thing about genomic sequencing is that we can look at exactly what virus each person has, and viruses differ from each other. Viruses mutate as they pass from one person to another, and so if two people have the same virus, you know, and that there's no differences between them, they're very likely part of exactly the same transmission chain. And if they have viruses which have several differences between the genomes, then they're probably part of different transmission chains, right? So if there's a group of people who have all come into contact with each other and they come away with the virus, you know, they can't show disease later, we can make an assumption that, it was passed, between that group when they met each other, but the genome sequencing can confirm that for us.
So is this technology new, or has it been around a while? I've only heard of it recently.
Right.
And I've also only heard of a number of scientific things over the past year, if you know what I mean.
Right. So it's a technology that's been around for quite a long time now. It is exactly the same technology that we use to study the genomes of any living creature. We back in 2000 we had the human genome project, where we got the full sequence of humans for the first time, and that was a multi-year, multi-billion dollar project to basically get a single genome. Technology has advanced to the point now that we can produce get genomes of these viruses very, very quickly and at a very low cost. So, it's a bit like computer technology, which over the last 20 years has got vastly more advanced and vastly cheaper.
And do you think this technology is going to change or improve, or is it going to continue getting faster over the next few years?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of work going on in this area, and great improvements in the ability to quickly process this data, right? So it's still a slightly slow process. And so the when you go and get when you go for a normal COVID test, that's actually a genetic process as well. So it's a PCR test, so that's where they're amplifying the virus. And instead of looking at the whole genome, they're just looking at a few small parts of the genome, and if they find those, then you're positive. But there is ongoing work to speed up that process and to make it easier to get the whole genome very, very quickly. And in terms of where this is being used, now that people understand how useful having the genome sequences of COVID in an outbreak are, people are beginning to realize that we can apply the same sort of technology to other outbreaks. So when people have just seasonal influenza, for example, we could be gathering the genomes of those people, the genomes of the influenza, and understanding better the influenza outbreaks that happen year to year, and maybe preventing some of the 500 or so deaths that we see every year from influenza in New Zealand.
And sort of on that, do you think your everyday person is going to have a better scientific knowledge in a post-COVID world now that we're sort of a bit more up to date with some of these advanced techniques?
Yes, I mean, it's been really interesting, as someone who's been working in this area for quite a while, to see people in the media and politicians and stuff, using terms like, mutation and genomic sequence and stuff with relative ease. I think a lot of our sort of scientific understanding has been improved over the last period. It's been a sort of nasty wake up call in some ways, but I think one side effect has been that we have seen how useful and how important science is, in real time and to, how we live our lives. I'm sure that'll have knock-on effects in terms of people's broader understanding of it.
That was Dr. David Welch from the University of Auckland on genome sequencing, speaking with Noah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.